streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your host.
Oh, I did really?
Yeah, they were like static
and low. Oh, I was just messing around.
Hello? No, still. Oh, we're dying, huh?
If you have questions, news, requests, new technology you would like us to review, team updates, event updates, or if you would like to be a guest on our show, email us at submit@paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Phone lines are now open. In North America, call toll free 1-888-429-5471. International callers, please dial area code 530-763-1594.
Our pineal glands are also open. Feel free to ESP us. Wait, ESP.
Yes,
did I say
ESP?
It just didn't sound right.
I thought you were going to say ESPN us. I don't know.
It just didn't sound right.
And this is Paranormal Investigator Radio. My name is Steve Roscoe.
I'm Mike Perillo.
I'm Batman.
He's Robin.
Yes. I'm Robin the store here.
I'm just kidding. I'm not Batman. I'm Larry O'Grady.
So what do you think, gentlemen? Should we not run the background music, see if we pick up any EVPs?
Yes. Let's do that.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Larry, were you here? You weren't here for the last show. Did you hear the EVP?
No, I didn't.
Would you like to hear the EVP?
I would love to hear it.
For those of you who didn't tune in the last show or any of our shows,
you were lost.
We had a little action a couple shows back there right after Thanksgiving where we thought we heard something. So let me, you want to set it up, Steve? Then stop laughing. Oh, no, I thought you were setting it up.
Oh, you want me to set it up? Well, we were doing the radio show. We were doing our show, and we thought we heard a few things. And actually, it wasn't a thought. We did, and our equipment caught some stuff. So go ahead there, Pete.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Here we go.
Walking through walls and things like that. And someone just...
What was that?
Did you hear that? We kind of do a radio show from a very strange place. Yeah, I heard that too.
Is this the first time we hit paranormal?
Is it in the recording? Is what I'm wondering. Is there a spot?
Because there's background noise on the.
What do you think, everybody out there in listening land? Did you hear it? There's actually two in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play the clip again. This is the clip you're hearing.
And I'm sorry you have to listen to my nasally voice. I'm so sorry.
Mine too, my porn voice. Paranormal.
Walking through walls and things like that. And someone just...
There was the giggling.
That's pretty cool.
Did you hear that? We kind of do a radio show from a very strange place.
That's the music.
Yeah, I heard that too.
There's the gentleman.
This is the first time we hit paranormal.
The giggling is what the giggling one is the one that we'll
go ahead and after the show we'll let you listen to it again.
We'll play the enhanced here now. This is just the gentleman.
I'm not picking anything up, Pete.
Here it is, enhanced. You hear what sounds like? Why?
You know what? But that's not the music. That's not the background music.
No, because I shut the music about 3 or 4 seconds before.
Can you do that one more time? I'm sorry. I know we'll listen to it after again, but I just. Man.
Now, we'll go back and we'll play one more time the unadulterated, the whole thing. You could probably hear it better now. You'll hear the music stop. Then there's 2 or 3 seconds later, and then it comes over.
Walking through walls and things like that. And
Someone just...
There was the lady giggling, which we heard, that? Obviously.
Did you hear that? We kind of do a radio Steve. Show from a very strange place.
There's the music.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Is it in the recording?
Mike, and I think it was you that said this. I'm not sure, but I think it is. You said it said why you. I think so. I think you're right.
Why you?
It's long.
It's like why.
Yeah, it's drawn out.
Yeah. And actually, to listen to it tonight, it's actually more drawn out than I remember when we listened to it last time. Like it seemed to be more why, but tonight you can hear it kind of why.
Yeah.
But that there's definitely something there.
That's pretty cool that we'd catch that here.
So as we did last week, if there's anybody in the studio with us and you'd like to communicate with, well, the universe,
us.
Could you tell us your name?
I'm playing around with my microphone here. Hello.
We're like trying to do like a scientific experimentation over here.
I almost started seeing space oddities.
You keep it up, you're going to suffer some crucifixion. It was a good weekend for Rip. We had our annual holiday party here at the office, and somebody, I won't name his name, Mike, brought a game called Cards Against Humanity. If you civilians out there have never played that game, I highly recommend it, especially if you have some mentally challenged people like we do.
It's pretty much game proving exactly how terrible your friends are.
Basically, it consists of phrases that normal human beings wouldn't say to other human beings to match them with a key phrase that human beings normally wouldn't say.
Yes.
Very good game.
That's
very
a
fun.
Way to play it, Pete.
It was actually my first time playing, and I had a good time. I really did.
And then it always comes down. It's always that last hand you realized you held on to that children with ass cancer card, and there's no more cards, and the game's over. And it's like, I should have used that before with the Hitler in a nightgown one. But
ain't that how it is with ass cancer? I heard that just now.
Check audio. That was the lady again.
It sounded like a... Wait, I can't do it. It sounded like a... I can't.
Ma'am, could you tell us your name? Did you used to come here? Was this the Moose Club? Did you spill your beverage, Steve? Or did you spit it out?
I spilled my beverage. I went to reach for it and knocked it over.
Was it the Hitler in a French maid costume thing?
I think so.
I forgot to bring the thermal camera. I left it at home.
You have a thermal camera?
Yeah, ours.
I know, we gotta actually hook that up one of these days and do that fart experiment that was on Facebook to see if you can actually see the cloud coming out of the cheeks.
I'm down. I am so down. Let's think of funny things we could do with our equipment.
Lord knows we can't catch anything paranormal with it. So.
Yeah.
We're just a bunch of hacks in the field anyway.
So. Hey.
We can sit in a dark room for lots of hours staring blankly.
Wait.
We're involved in a very heavy conversation back and forth here in the interwebs.
The discussion on RSVK.
RSPK. Reoccurring spontaneous psychokinesis.
Who said where? Where does it say that?
Wow. So, just a little thing about what's coming up. We have an investigation this weekend. We're going back to the lovely place where we had the child come over the Frank's box saying, what is the last thing you remember? And he said, falling. And that was one of the known deaths that took place in that building was a child fell down the elevator shaft to his death.
I gotta know.
Larry, do you want to recount that?
I was down in the basement, and this place we're going to is an old furniture warehouse, so it's super duper big. The basement is really, really big, wide open space, but it gets really, really, really dark really quick. And the third floor is really wide also. They used to keep all furniture up there. Well, Pete and I were downstairs. And they've got this great big conveyor belt that hasn't been used in about, I don't know, 1,000 years. And I'm over by the conveyor belt, and it's all rusted, and it doesn't work. it's not dangerous to be around or anything, but I was standing on it and I was saying, should I be standing on this? Am I, and just doing typical EVP session questions, trying to get any kind of response. And when I said, should I be standing on this? Right in my face, like right in front of me, I heard a male voice say no. So I looked behind me and I said, Pete, did you hear that? And he said, no. So he didn't hear it, and we ended up catching it. We ended up at, what happened here, though?
We're on.
Are we?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just.
Does it microphone. Not sound like it's lower now, though?
No. Sounds louder for me. My microphone was all shoddy.
Oh, well, or either way, doesn't matter. Is it mine? It's all fucked up. I don't know. Anyways, who cares? But that's what happened, and that was pretty cool. We ended up hearing, I don't know if you were there, Pete, but we were,
yes,
sitting
I was with you,
at the bottom of the stairs. Do you remember when we were sitting at the bottom of the stairs on the regular ground level, and we heard people talking upstairs? It was me and Jen, and I want to say Rich, but I'm not certain. Do you need help?
No, as you were.
As you were.
As you were, man.
But that's about it. That was my experiences there, and I'm excited to go back this Saturday.
I went once.
This is as paranormal as it gets.
It was good.
That was the only thing that happened, and that happened on one night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That stuff.
That's the night I missed, actually.
It was because we'd been there two other times and nothing else. Or wait.
There's been the shadow plays. There's a lot of shadow play there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Up in that second floor when we were upstairs, Pete. Back and forth. We were going back and forth.
That's not a place for the microphone. That's the headset. So I don't know what you...
Yeah, because I think you were...
Yeah, you plugged your microphone in. Mike is busy reworking everything and...
Hello? No.
You're going to wait a minute.
I don't know what it is.
Turn them up.
It's driving me crazy, but...
That's the wrong one. Pete knows where.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Here's my number.
Am I trying it?
And it's crazy.
I don't know.
Mike, you're always breaking stuff.
Oh, well, my headphones work better now, though. It's the important thing. That's the important thing. My headphones work. Yeah, because I thought that, I'll explain it after the show.
So what else we got going on, guys?
It was off.
Yeah, it still doesn't. See? Hello.
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
Hello. Let's see, when I move it, it's still... That's the one. Hello.
Well, Mike has a dead stick for the night, I guess.
Oh, man.
I'm just picking up crackling in my headphones.
We will have, hopefully, a new condenser mic next week.
So if anybody out there is listening, we're definitely
open to distracting everyone.
I don't even know what we're doing anymore. You got me so concerned.
Sorry.
So we've
and
got...
I booked us for a presentation in the town of Gulliford. I didn't realize that February 14th is that thing they call Valentine's Day, but it's Saturday, February 14th in Gulliford. We'll be doing a presentation.
It's a made-up holiday anyway.
It really doesn't matter because I'm in... I mean...
Basically, if
a majority of us, we're just single guys anyways. Doesn't matter.
Rip comes first, and my old lady has to recognize that.
Yeah. Who's your old lady again? Rosie Palm.
Fortunately, I can let the air out of her and put her in my
and her four sisters.
Oh, dear God.
Five sisters, Steve. She's got five sisters.
So if you don't know where that is, that's basically about 20 minutes from Norwich, so we're going down south. It's just getting worse with the
people. Going down south.
Pinky out. So it would be four sisters.
Thank you. Wow.
What are you talking
about? It's being a gentleman.
That's right.
Four fingers?
Yeah, four fingers like this with the pinky out, Steve. Or whatever your name is.
That's very generous.
Peter.
Isn't that the bowl?
Jen.
That's very generous. Normally, just the pinch.
These are the things that go on at paranormal convention. I would have higher aspirations with you, gentlemen.
Oh yeah. So, do we talk about stuff like that? Like what we are planning on doing?
This is like the Three Stooges of paranormal.
I don't know what you're trying to get at. Hello.
There you go.
Hello. No, I still see. Because that mic.
Steve.
That mic's still good. It picks me up.
Ooh, ooh.
But no, I still see. I'm not
it, it is working
hello,
now.
Hello.
That's someone.
It's working
boop,
now.
Boop, boop, boop. It's this one that you're turning
you're
up.
You're just turning that one up.
It's working now.
Oh, girl.
You had to take it apart, Steve, didn't you?
Huh?
Okay.
We apologize, wait. Don. We're probably driving him crazy in the studio.
Oh, it's a car. So can are we talking? Can we talk on the air about things that we're planning on doing in the future, like convention wise things? I mean, is that in the works?
Are we planning on any convention so far?
There was a big long email that you sent out about certain things.
Actually, there's one coming up in the next couple months, wasn't there? Or did I make that up?
The Salem one?
No, I didn't read that one.
Or one for us?
One. Maybe I'm thinking of one we're planning on.
I'm working on one for May or June, which this starts getting fishy because there's a lot of conventions going on around those times.
A lot of people are in town, though. A lot of people are going to be in the area. So if we
I personally wanted to do Honor America Week, which would be the last week of July here. So then you always get the free fireworks display, the parade, and that extra 20,000 people in the city. But I thought about maybe calling it GriffCon 1. You know, take on DEF CON 1 because Griffiths is the big UFO epicenter. For those who know UFO, know that Griffiths was one of the big.
It's where they shipped everything to when they shipped it out of Wright Patterson.
Yep.
Yes, sir. So those of you that say upstate New York doesn't have shit, let me tell you.
We got a fort at a UFO base.
Heck yeah.
So what we were thinking, this would be a convention. There'd be 100 spaces.
Yes, we do.
10 by 10 foot booths. Not just the table. You'd have an entire booth. I was talking back and forth with Rich. Rich was talking like the pipe and drape. But see, I don't like the pipe and drape. I think just give somebody a 10 by 10 and let them be creative with their own spot to show their own uniqueness.
That's a good idea.
Plus, it saves a lot of money.
The pipe and drape is just
That's too convention-y to me. That's like cookie cutter. It's like, I got to be prim and proper with the finger and the pinky. Yes, it'll be in Rome someplace, Steve. We're working on it.
It's not even like it separates you from the people next to you. It just separates you from the person behind you. And in the long run, it just seems to be a lot of extra work with.
But as somebody who's done antique shows forever, they never pipe and drape that stuff. They just go back to back. I mean, that's part of the convention scene. See, we want to revolutionize the convention. So if there's people out there who'd like to talk about this, please call in at 1-888-429-5471. Once again, toll free, 888-429-5471.
See, I think the pipe and drape kind of deal would be like they kind of separate everybody too much.
Like
you would think you'd want
for
you
would celebrities.
Think, yes, the celebrities that really need the pipe and drape.
Well, you would think, wouldn't you? Like people in the paranormal field, like different, like say there's several groups there. You'd want to network. You'd want to talk to one another.
That's
you'd want
like,
to share
like
ideas.
That, all the time you've done ScareCon and you end up becoming really good friends with the people to your left and your right, except the year that. Well, I won't mention his name, was to her left, but like without the pipe and drape, you'd be friends with everybody around you.
Yeah.
And like I said, it gives people a chance to be unique. You're not just stuck to that 8-foot table. And that's the thing. A lot of these places call it a 10-foot spot, but it's an 8-foot table.
Yeah.
And that's not fair because when you're saying 10 by 10, it's 100 square foot in all reality.
Yeah.
The other thing we're going to do, I don't want to let too much out of the bag so you copycatters out there, but there's not going to be a limit on how many people you could bring. Like a lot of these things, you buy a booth and it's like you can only bring two people.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of teams bring 3, 4, 6 people. I mean, if you got a team of 100 people, I mean, well,
as long as
you
can
bring 100 people.
As long as you can figure out how to fit them in a 10 by 10 space, bring all you want.
Exactly.
There's a racial joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to say.
Our thing is to just get people a place. The other thing is, and I don't, this is the last one I'll let out of it, it's going to be free admission. I don't believe in charging admission to this stuff. You said it.
What?
I want the people of Rome, New York to go. I want the people of Utica. I want the people of Syracuse, Albany. If we're having a celebrity, I want people to come in with their money. I don't want them paying me $50 a ticket. I want them to pay the vendors $50. Maybe they want to buy their jewelry. Maybe they want a Reiki massage. Maybe they want an autograph. I shouldn't be getting there. There's other ways of getting money from people, yes. Which we won't say what we're going to do.
I totally agree with you, Pete. It's like their conventions now, they charge so much for a ticket just at the door.
There's a way to make a profit without robbing people.
And they don't even do anything like family spent. You know what I mean? It's like you want to go to a convention, it's $50 a person. Well, you bring your wife and two kids, it's $200 to walk in the door. Then you meet a celebrity, he wants $45 for his picture.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You pay $5 for a hot dog and then $5 for a celebrity. It's like... Well, you got to take a second mortgage out to enjoy one day at a convention.
You remember the first ScareCon we did. It was like we're already $800 in after the first day. And we're like, oh, I really can't go get every celebrity's autograph. Well, yeah. I can, but am I going to pay this off for the next 6 months?
Yeah, exactly.
But there's, people feel guilty. Okay, I'm in here free. All right, I kind of like that necklace. Or maybe I want that candle. They're not going to think twice about it if they didn't pay to get in.
Yeah, right.
Now they feel obligated. Well, I got to buy something.
You know, all the money they walk in, you know?
We should just have a sign, admission varies according to customer's attitude.
Spoken like a true retail.
You betcha.
Larry
you betcha.
Has
if
awesome...
If you're a jerk, then $35.
Larry has awesome artistic abilities. I'm sure the t-shirts will sell in the hundreds.
Come on now. You make me blush, Mr. Leonard.
Everybody will want a GriffCon 1
t-shirt.
Then we're thinking UFO hunting. We can set up maybe something.
Why not have Bigfoot in a UFO being chased by a ghost?
We could do Bigfoot.
Bigfoot in a UFO being chased by a ghost. That's the shirt. GriffCon. There it is.
Oh, no. I was actually talking live hunts, but yeah, I like the thing on the shirt.
Isn't it New York State? Isn't it the American Stonehenge, New York State?
I think I know what you're talking about, and it's in like a wooded area, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like in the middle of the woods.
Is it in the Adirondacks?
I think it's out western part of the state. Watch, I'm going to look this up and find out it's in freaking Lilydale. And I'm going to go all Larry on it.
Son of a bitch!
Well, that's the thing. This area has ley lines that run through it. You have the Happy Valley incident, which took place on Oneida Lake, which isn't too far from Rome. A lot of UFO activity. Where is it?
Salem, New Hampshire.
Close enough.
But still, isn't it? It's like in the middle of the woods, isn't it? Like, there's trees and shit.
Now that you said New Hampshire, I think I recall. You have Griffiths, which is notorious.
That's pretty sweet. Whenever somebody says New Hampshire, it reminds me of What About Bob? New Hampshire? That's what Bill Murray says.
Lakewood.
New Hampshire? Lakewood
of Sasaki.
It's time for Leaf Therapy, Bob.
Get out of the car!
So if you're interested in participating with us, we're looking for vendors, teams, psychics, mediums, larges, smalls, whatever. I mean, if you want to be involved, send us an email. We'll send you a vendor packet when we get them ready sometime in January. We're excited about this. We're going to explode ourselves all over New York State
I will explode myself all over New York State.
Now, we're also another concept. Let's just toss it out there and put it in the coffee pot and see if it percolates.
Why not? I think it's a great idea. So if anybody
we'd like to sponsor several events, too, where we're going to start traveling out of the state to some of the big cookie-cutter places. The first place we've been looking at is like Waverly Sanitarium.
Fantastic.
And we might take maybe, say, 4 or 6 people out there with us that like to travel along with Rip and do a real investigation.
Did you read this letter from...
We have a letter?
Oh. Yes, no? Okay.
No. I didn't know.
Just not sure if that's like a resignation.
It does read like
that. Did you read it?
I kind of glanced through it. I'm like, is she quitting? Or what is that?
So we also have, I've been talking to some people. We've been talking ourselves that we're going to give the radio show a whole new face come the new year.
A facelift. A good nip tuck.
Heck yeah.
We've been throwing around.
A gender bender, if you will.
Armchair paranormal
tuck
radio.
Tuck it back.
We're going to start getting some guests on here so Steve doesn't feel so lonely. We're going to let him be the sole interviewer.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Maybe some comedian guests.
What?
Can you forward that to my email?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Went to your...
We could probably get some...
So if you'd like to be a guest on the show, and we're even looking for... we're looking for teams. If you've written a book, if you're a lecturer. We'd like to talk to you.
Absolutely. Maybe you can be on our radio show.
Playboy model.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow, Steve just perked right up with that one.
Why, do you know any?
I will be the sole interviewer of all Playboy models.
Are we going to call you Bill Roscoe?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Was it too soon for a Cosby joke? I'm sorry.
Whoa. Not soon enough.
Ladies, we're going to need to see your USC, 201 certificate of compliance to prove that you're 18 years or older.
I'm going to need to see your New York State identification. It has to be New York State. Nah, I'm not going to take it. So what do you say about having maybe, because I know a couple comedian friends in the area that are interested in the paranormal. We could have them on. I don't know. They could talk. They got a lot of fans. A lot of these guys I know.
I like that. Why don't we give them, you can have one too. We give them 5-minute sets. They want to do a set.
No, because we try to keep it relatively clean. And I have to be angry in front of a crowd. I can't.
Like a dirty sheet? Is that too much?
Yeah. What?
A mud puddle? Is that too dirty?
It's a different kind of. I get angry. Like, I have this one thing I was talking about.
No, not you, Larry. Come on.
This kid at work. Okay, I'm all alone at work today. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to quit today. I wanted to walk right out. I'm all alone in the store by myself, and this lady comes in to get a battery done, and that's not even the problem. It's my job. I got to be there to do a battery. So I'm doing a battery.
I got
to
be there.
It's seriously, I'm there. I may as well do my job, you know?
Might as well, yeah.
And she had this kid with her, and you would think her only job is to give me her credit card and take care of her kid. She's got two jobs. She's barely doing them. This kid is a nightmare. Running around the store, throwing himself on the ground, clearing shelves off. Mom, I want to look at the lady and say, answer your kid, or else you're going to have one less kid. Because I'm going to kill him. I'm going to bash him with a giant mallet.
Wow, and that was the Larry Corner of...
And that was a little bit of what you'd hear.
Remember, all RIP events are family-friendly.
That's right. So I'm going to kill your kids.
That's what
you think. I do love kids, though. It's just they have no idea. They don't. I don't know.
No,
I like kids. I just can't take.
The problem is they're undisciplined nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, back when I was really, like, back when I was,
I did that though too. I remember one time I was in the mall and I went into the dollar store and I screamed. Oh my God! There are several times. They're all coming back to me now. I was in the mall and I was screaming for this little wind-up toy, this little wind-up boat that you put in a tub and it just goes around in circles. I screamed and threw myself on the ground and cried. My mom goes, okay. The second we left the mall, she threw it on the ground and stomped the shit out of it threw it in the garbage right in front of me as I'm screaming, no! And then I went into Spencer's Gifts one time and do you remember these toys? They were hologram action figures and you take the chest plate off and it's like a hologram.
Oh, Visionaries.
Is that what they were called? I had one that was a pirate, and then you turn it, it's a skeleton pirate. Anyways, I screamed, I'm going to shoot myself if I don't get this. And Spencer's, back in like the late 80s, was really hopping and busy noisy all the time. The place, it was like someone just turned the volume down. It was just, I'm going to shoot myself. And it was like, you could hear the record scratch. And everybody's looking at my dad. And my dad goes, he got it for me. Didn't smash it or anything. And I still have it to this day. Really? It's at my parents' house. Yeah. I was a little shit. I, you know what? I could give it to my dad's a little crazy now. And let me tell you, I understand. I wouldn't have been able to put up with me. I would be, if I had to deal with me, I would have been dead after like the third year.
Back when I was growing up, of course, I'm a little older than you gentlemen are, but back when I was growing up, if you pull that nonsense.
Whoa.
Yeah, I heard that. Back then, if you pulled that nonsense, my mother would just backhanded you right in the mouth.
Don't get me wrong.
And my mother would have looked at you and said, that'll be enough.
We're not saying you're old, Steve. We're just saying the prom thing was.
There was one time I pulled up to the mall. It was me, my dad, and my brother. And as before we even, he pulls in the parking spot and we're in the Bradley's wing.
Bradley's wing.
All right. And
a store that's defunct.
Yeah.
The, I think that's the one we always parked in, too.
On the wall.
Always parked in the Bradley's one.
Did you always park on the wall where it was that one long strip all the way down?
Yep.
That's the spot I always had to park way over on the left. But my dad pulled in, and before me and my brother even got out of the car, he slapped the shit out of us. Because he knew. He knew. He was like, yeah, well, this is just
preemptive.
Yeah, you're going to get it anyways. Slapped the shit out of us. We were really good in the mall that day. And then one time we were bastards. This was around the time the Street Fighter 2 movie came out with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh,
and we ended up, we were jerks in the mall, and I had to get the Street Fighter 2 special magazine. So we get it, we get home. My brother's got this giant Rubbermaid sled, it looks like a half of a garbage can. And we get inside, my dad slams the door, he grabs that magazine, tears it in half, and me and Shannon are acting like, my brother Shannon, are acting like we are watching a murder happen in front of us, screaming. And then my dad gets the sled, and he thinks he's gonna smash the sled. He jumped on it, and he jumped off it, and kept going, boonk, boonk, and Shannon and I just went from crying and screaming to losing our shit and laughing so hard. My dad's going, it's not funny! It's not funny! Oh my God. I love that.
So now you know what goes on in the world of the paranormal.
Yes.
If you've had a Street Fighter incident, please call us up at 1-888-429-5471.
Her dad Bradley's was just full of paranormal activity. That's why I had it closed down.
Oh yeah?
No.
Oh, okay.
I kind of miss Brad less.
Me too. I miss the bargain center.
I forget sometimes what it used to look like inside. But then I remember and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what it looked
Bradley's?
Like. Just Bradley's. Remember it had that one long line as soon as you walk in, it registers.
You know what Target looks like?
Wasn't there a little snack shop in there too, right up front?
The Kmart had one.
In the back, yes.
You know what? Target is set up the same way. It's just the entrances are different, aren't they? Target's set up the exact same way as Bradley's.
That where Bradley's was?
I was going to say, isn't that where Bradley's was?
Yeah.
You mean Target?
Wait a minute. No, I think Target Pinky is out. A new addition on the mall.
No, that's where Bradley's was.
It's bigger. It's bigger.
I think it was.
They might have made it a little bigger, but that's where Bradley's was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly where Bradley's was.
They did make it bigger than because it's you know.
And then Walgreen Books, you leave Bradley's, Walgreen Books, and then there, before Walgreen Books, there was Time Out on the right.
Walden,
I'm sorry. Walden Books and Time Out on the right and the other arcade. And then there was a Chuck E. Cheese a long time ago in there.
Ground Round, where they used to play the black and white movies with the popcorn.
Yep.
Those were the best hamburgers.
Two cinemas.
Yep.
Chuck E. Cheese. That's where I first became afraid of animatronic mouse.
Yes. Oh, my God, yeah.
Remember when, Same Bat Channel was in there? Comic book store?
Yes, it was called Same Bat Channel. Oh, my God, yes. I do. I used to get Mix, the special bet, because they were only like $5, and you get a whole bunch of comics, and my dad would get those for me.
Where you get them in
but sometimes you get a really good one, and then sometimes you just get shit. And one time we ended up getting one, and it was all the special edition of after Jason Todd died, how they had the other Robin come in, and it was all that one, and it was that first issue of Robin, and it was in the grab bag for some reason. It was like a whole set of all the different covers. Somebody messed up, and I got a... So that's pretty cool.
KB Toys?
KB
Toys.
Do they even exist anymore?
I think they do in the city.
Carousel had one.
Do they?
Or they did at least as of last Christmas.
I know they kept shrinking.
Because I know Syracuse has one, because at Christmas we'd go out there and they'd actually rent out a second space and have like a satellite store.
Oh, okay.
But that was as of... Actually, I don't think I've been there. I don't think I've been there since Destiny USA officially opened, so.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times just to do shows.
Steve, I don't know. I've been looking on the interwebs here. I don't see anything in the paranormal today.
Nothing?
Nothing, actually, in the past few days, other than teams puking back and forth. Each one's
well,
their day
piece. It's this time of the year where everything slows down. people are more engrossed in the holiday season, you know, Christmas, New Year's.
So now do you think
that, and then after New Year's it'll start picking up again?
Do you think it's because paranormal activity actually slows down, or people, like you said, just get focused on something else?
People get focused on something else. See, I don't think paranormal activity, or whatever you want to call it, lessens or increases.
It's just
by
how
the
much
time
people
they,
are paying.
You know, for the words, I don't think the paranormal entities go, you know, it's Christmas, we gotta cool our stuff here.
I have to disagree. I don't think it's a conscious decision. I just think that's the way it happens. I think
yes.
it's all set
no,
on a timer
I don't think
for
it's,
it.
I don't think it's
no,
a
no,
conscious
no.
decision. It just happens.
I've noticed.
You think the activity actually lessens?
Because I've noticed firsthand experiences with me and my old place I used to live in and at work. Certain things pick up, like you start to see and hear more. It's not even seeing and hearing. It's around.
I'm prone to agree with Steve that it's more what you're noticing, and when, like, how activity always increases around Halloween doesn't really have anything to do with the time of year,
right.
or is it your mindset's more looking for.
Well,
okay, all right.
Paganistically.
Okay, say you were to
right,
take
right.
say you were to take the
if
holidays out of the equation.
Well, if you actually went the pagan route, wouldn't this be more prone to paranormal, winter being the dead season? Wouldn't you be more
well,
prone
winter,
to?
Winter solstice, right? Is what was this pagan festival called?
Solstice, yeah.
Solstice?
Yeah.
Solstice.
I like that. That was good.
it's next week.
What is the Saturnalia, or what is Christmas? What is the holiday this falls around?
Jesus. It is the winter solstice, which was...
Well, see, you want to get it... The religion... I've been arguing this on one of the local newspaper websites today, because there's a local fire department who has a sign in front of their fire station that says, Happy Birthday, Jesus, which is now offending everybody in the world.
Now, Jesus Christ. You know, let me tell you something. I am an atheist. I am.
And one person just stopped listening.
I don't give a shit what anybody believes. Who cares? I don't care what you believe, you believe, you believe. Believe what you want to believe that makes you happy. This is my personal beliefs. I have my opinions, and I can back it up with a logical explanation. If you want to debate with me, about this kind of stuff, then okay, yeah, sure. I'm not going to sit there and call you an idiot. Or have you looked at some of the comments some of these jerks are saying to these guys in the fire department? Come on, don't bash people for that. If that's what they want to believe, if they want to say happy birthday, Jesus, even though it's not Jesus' birthday, then...
I kind of brought that up. I don't care about the sign. I mean, I'm Catholic. I don't care about the sign. It's like these people run into a burning building to save your children, or are you?
Sure.
Do you really care? Yeah.
Who?
They need a little help.
Tell you something. If they didn't, if the fire... I'll tell you right now. Fire departments are great. What they do is very, very brave. I wouldn't be able to do it. I ended up running into a burning house once, and it's not fun at all. But if the fire department wasn't there, one of my best friends, would have lost everything in her home. And they went there, and they got there, and they took care of everything. They saved half the house. They couldn't save the house, but they saved a lot of the stuff inside, which is – it's fantastic because some stuff you can't replace. And they were there, and if they weren't there, they wouldn't – they wouldn't have those things. And
I'm on the other opposite end of you. I believe in Jesus, but
I believe in Jesus.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me
No.
Well, we probably believe in him in a different way.
Yeah.
Okay. You probably believe in him as a prophet.
I don't believe he was a magical.
You don't believe
mystic?
Any
means.
See, I believe he's.
I think he was a cool guy. He wanted everybody to love each other.
I believe he was.
No matter what
God.
His beliefs were.
I do believe he was a son of God.
Oh, yes.
But that's beside the point.
And we have Mike from California with a question.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
is
Mike.
He on the air?
How are you?
Hi. I'm a familiar caller inner. I know you guys from before. I like the discussion, by the way. This is the holiday season. I'm an agnostic. You know, I simply say I don't know if there is a God, let alone a Jesus. But I like to think there was a Jesus, the man, and he was a peace activist. That stirred up a lot of people, became a threat to the economics of the Jewish in power at that time, and was set up and killed. And, you know, he'd become a kind of a hero, a model for people like Martin Luther King and Gandhi, etc. So that's my vision of Jesus. I'm not really into him, accepting him as a god Although, you know, we were talking about Christmas. I mean, it's just a holiday, right? We don't really take it seriously as far as the religious, at least most people don't, that I know. But I know a lot of people do.
Wow.
So, you know, I exchange gifts. I do that kind of thing.
But, yeah, the religious observations would have sort of went out the door with Latin masses.
Yeah.
I like Latin masses.
But just as I was going to say with you, Larry, I agree with you. This is not...
Are any of you religious, by the way? Or are you just all agnostic, atheist?
I believe that there is a something... this is Larry, by the way. I do believe that there is something after our physical body dies. Whatever, what it is, who knows? You know, there's, you know, it's... But
so you believe there's a soul, or you believe there's a God, or what exactly are you talking about?
I don't know what I believe. That's my church. Okay. I'm in the religion of I don't know.
Hi, this is
you're
Steve.
An agnostic. Yeah. All right.
I believe there
you
is a soul.
You suspect there's something more, though. I get that.
I do too. This is Mike, and I believe that there's something beyond this. I just.
Whether it's a soul going to heaven or whether it's us going into a different plane of existence.
I'm not brave enough to label it, but I do believe that there's something bigger than us out there.
Oh,
see, I went to Catholic school. 12 years. Okay. They fill your head with all kinds of stories and saints and miracles.
Yes, they do.
So you've been there, right? To this day, the Shroud of Turin still sticks in my mind as an enigma. You know,
I actually have a brother who's in the seminary right now. So we have some very interesting discussions when he's home from school.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, you wonder if it's just ego projection. Life is hard. You know, people are looking for something. They'd like to think there's a payoff at the end of it. So maybe they created a god in their own image. The greatest accolade they can give to somebody who comes with a message that they deem, you know, above the normal, they might deify him like Jesus. I think that's what happened in the case of Jesus.
Well, that was actually the point during the Dark Ages, was life's crap, you work and die for some feudal lord, but you'll go to heaven in the end, so it'll all be better.
Yeah.
So it was like a way to keep the, I guess, the masses in line.
Yeah.
As a Catholic, though, I think we're going to see a lot under this new Pope, Pope Francis, because you can see how he's already taking on, like, the Big Bang. He's taking on all of the churches, don't ever talk about that stuff in public kind of stuff. And so we might actually see some real change in the church.
I look at Pope Francis as a damage control pope. If you look very closely at what he's saying and doing, he's very conservative, actually, but, you know, he's damage control for the former one who kind of, you know, resigned in embarrassment.
Can I say that on the air?
And your brother's on a poster with the Pope.
I know.
Your brother is on a poster with the Pope.
I know.
Are you kidding me? His brother got in a picture with the Pope?
Like I said, my brother's a seminarian, and...
It's actually on our Facebook page. A couple weeks ago, we posted a picture of me pointing to him.
They were, him and the Pope are on the same. They're not, like, together on the picture, but they're on the same. It's like a picture of the Pope in the corner, then a picture of my
Did he do a selfie, like, in front of the Pope, like 20 feet away from him? In his collar and everything, like, dressed like a priest?
Throwing a West Side.
tell me, you come from an Irish Catholic family. Oh, my.
Yes. Well, I'm Italian Catholic, so.
I'm Irish Catholic. Well, I was raised Rome. Not even raised. Our parents kind of gave us the...
They were Christmas, Easter Catholics.
Yeah.
You were just told.
Yeah, it was the way my parents were is, hey, this is out there if you want to, you know, if you're interested, there it is, but...
Well, my parents made a big deal, like I said, Christmas and Easter. Christmas, like, you had to go to church and the rest of the year. I was like, eh.
Well, you guys were lucky. I didn't even have a choice. You're not eating meat on Friday. That's it.
Well, yeah, we used to have during Lent. You couldn't eat meat on Friday. I don't know if anyone but Italians did the, like, 37 fish courses on Christmas Eve.
every one of my girlfriends, and you wouldn't believe it by listening to my voice over the radio. But anyways, every one of my girlfriends have been, you know, very, very, very religious, and they... I have ruined every one of my girlfriends because they would always, I don't mean this to sound gross, but they would always eat meat on Fridays. And even though they weren't supposed to, I'd take them out, this and that. And
oh, it's Friday. I'm like, ah, eh, it's all right. It's all right. Have that porterhouse. That's fine.
The way I always looked at it is if I don't get into heaven because I eat meat on Fridays.
I don't believe in any of those traditions. I really don't. I don't.
I think if there's a God and he's going to love you, he's going to love you. Yeah, well,
Larry,
why would he?
I agree with that.
I'll be condemned for something far worse than eating meat.
I would think he would base you on being a good person or a bad person as opposed to whether or not you ate meat on a certain day. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Larry, I agree with that 100%.
So where does Easter fall into this, all of you? Mike, too, if you want
Zombie Jesus Day? Zombie Jesus Day?
Well, that also falls in with Passover.
Yeah.
So you're crossing over multi-religions.
I know. I'm offending all sorts of people.
That's what the Christians did, though. Rather than convert everyone to Christianity, they just co-opted the pagan, I guess I shouldn't call Jewish holidays pagan. But like for Christmas, they just co-opted a pagan holiday.
Well, I'd just like to make an
observation. We're celebrating today, now you're all Christians, and they're like killing goats in the field, but they're doing
a
around Jesus' birthday.
And you all seem to have some kind of background or connection to Catholicism or Christianity, and there's a great deal of paranormal in the Bible and certainly the Catholic faith with the exorcism,
oh, yeah,
et cetera.
Yes.
So I see the connection in why you guys are so messed up. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they get mad at me, but this is Pete. I'm one of the ones that are Catholic on the group, and I feel that only a Catholic priest can do an exorcism. That I wholeheartedly believe that. I believe they were the only ones given that authority. That's going to get me in trouble, but I believe, you know, there is privilege that comes with the title.
You don't believe rock and roll Elvis there?
Thank you very much.
And that's always my caveat to anyone who's not a Catholic. Like when they would come knocking on my door at my house to come convert me over, I would always secretly wait for them and then open the door just before they could knock and say, come on in here. Jesus sent you here for me to make you a Catholic. Come on. Come on.
My brother,
we don't have time.
My brother used to make the guy coffee. Make the guy, come on in. I'm making coffee. Sit down. He'd talk with him and they'd debate and this and that.
See, the first thing they throw out at you, you fire right back at him. You go, Peter 2:2. In the end, many will come in my name. And then they start questioning. I said, there will be many false preachers towards the end. Yeah, not jokingly, but you're using their own book against them and their interpretation. I mean, I know that's what the different religious breaks are, but
yeah, it's just how one person interprets.
And like Mike had mentioned, there is a lot of paranormal in the Bible. I mean, that is the original ghost book. I mean,
absolutely.
Whether you want to believe it, I mean, you have him raising Lazarus from the dead. You have all kinds of stories. I mean, we even have the aliens in the beginning. If you want to go to Genesis, you have the Nephilim walking around. Were those the big people?
Nephilim. Yep, the sun's a
giant.
I'm just killing the human language tonight.
That's okay.
And that's always
the human
been
language.
Well,
what the
we're
hell?
On this plane.
The human language. It's American.
Yeah.
What all humans need to speak. American.
That's why we're here. That's what we're going to do.
I always enjoy your show, guys.
Hey, thank you very much for listening in.
Thank you for calling, Mike.
Yeah, seriously, call in anytime, all right, buddy?
And you have a very happy Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Take care.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to ruin that.
Oh, that was funny.
I am so excited. Thank you, Mike. I assume you're still listening. For, like, our first legitimate call-in ever.
Well, no, it's not ever, but in a long time.
I said, you've been
doing
the show.
Yes, absolutely.
That was our first one that wasn't that little kid like throwing out racial slurs or
someone
trying to order games from GameStop.
Hello?
I mean, I always like having the religious debates with people, but they just turn so hot so fast. And then you have to draw a line and defend your own belief because they're making you. And that's sort of what it is with, I don't even want to bring up racism, but it's the same thing. It's like you're forced to take back your own belief and fight for it.
But see, here's the thing. Here's where you have to do things. Is like with Larry and I. Larry and I don't see eye to eye on certain things. But am I going to say to Larry, you know,
don't make it sound like we get into arguments and we fight, because
you know,
we don't.
No, we
at
don't.
All. We've
no.
never have
but,
had
but
any
that's
crosswords.
That's where I was going to say, Larry. But that's where I was going to say is we don't call each other names.
No, and there's no need to.
We both respect on how each other feels.
And that's all part of being a good person, is respecting other people's opinions on things, whether it's religious, political, whatever. Respect someone's opinion, how they think. Don't. My view is, do whatever in your head, but don't.
My view is this: I'm not going to say to anybody that they're wrong because it's not my job. If they're wrong, they're wrong. That's between them and Jesus Christ Himself, not between Jesus, him, and Steve Roscoe. That's, I have nothing to do with it.
Cricket.
Or even if you don't care for what's going
on, just like certain religious, religious groups say, well, if you don't believe the way we believe, you're going to die. Well, my thing is this: who the hell are you to tell me I'm going to die?
Well, in theory, Steve, they're right. We're all going to.
That's not true. We're on the verge of cloning.
Oh boy! Don't get me on. I'll be honest.
If you've got people that don't believe in Jesus.
Into science fiction, that cyberpunk stuff with the whole like being able to download your consciousness and putting.
Oh,
so
boy.
Like I'm a man on the edge right now when you talk about cloning and prolonging your life.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. They'll sit there and say, if you know, you'll talk to some people and they get really hot about it and they say, well, when you go to hell, you'll see. It's like what. What makes you a good person for saying that? Like, why would you be like, haha, I told you so? You know, like...
My counter-argument to that is I
who cares?
For 14 years, I've already been to hell.
Yeah.
But I kind of agree with what Larry said, though. December, Christmas, this is not Jesus' birthday. It's not.
It's some... When is it? Sometime in July or April?
I thought it was the spring.
September 11th, 3 A.D.
You know, are you lying or no?
No.
Because if you remember...
That's why they hit on September 11th.
Because if you remember, when Jesus was born, the shepherds were in the field. And the shepherds are not in the field in December because it's too cold.
You know what, Steve? Thank you for bringing that up. Because people did the whole scientific breakdown of, like, the giant star in the sky mm-hmm. wouldn't have been seen at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And my argument to people like you, I guess not argument, but my counterpoint, is that's the detail these people bring up, but no one questions the divine conception.
Yeah.
They argue over the fact that it...
There you go. The Immaculate Conception is December 8th. 9 months from December 8th to September 8th.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know the Immaculate Conception was December 8th?
Because that's what it's universally decided as from the church. So 9 months from December. I mean, unless he was hatched in 17 days, like Abraxas, the Savior.
He is the Son of God.
Abraxas.
If
the worst Jesse Ventura movie ever.
Pete gets the points tonight. I'm gonna have to make a Zardoz reference now.
No, but that's why the Catholic Church, and I'm sorry if they get this dose of reality. The reason why people left them in droves is because they lie. They've lied. They've always lied. And now people are getting a little more smarter, which scares me because people are getting too smart for their own good. But it's very easy to see. You know, it's like you say, it's not the feudal age anymore where you could say, all right, this is it. This is what you believe. Jesus was born on December 25th.
Why do it? Because they're uneducated. Not that I'm saying the peasants weren't educated, but in general, they were.
But see, now you think, okay, most women are pregnant for 9 months, so January, February, that's September, isn't it?
Here's kind of a thought, and this is actually the first time I ever thought of this. So, Jesus is the Son of God. I do believe that. So, you know, your regular human is 9 months, but since this is a divine conception,
a little longer.
Either a little longer or a little shorter.
I've had the fight with, we're going to run out of time with this part, but John the Baptist was his brother. Why is John the Baptist not given any more credit than what he is? He too was an Immaculate Conception, born to a mother who was barren.
Was his mother
Both
Ruth?
Of whom were cousins.
His mother's Ruth?
It was Anne, wasn't it? Anne was Mary's cousin, so theoretically they were cousins.
No, but John the Baptist's mother was Ruth.
Follow that sort of thing.
Was it?
Was it Ruth?
I think it was Anne. But there, he was born, 6 months or so before Jesus? But if he too was an Immaculate Conception, aren't they both brothers then? And actually, technically, wouldn't Adam be their brother too?
Like, you figure they got together and decided they're like, all right, which one of us is going to be famous?
they had one made way for the other.
Like the brothers who formed Oasis, they had to figure out which one was going to be the front man and which one was going to be the talent.
Or was it more like the Beatles? They're like, John got killed. Now it's all up. Oh, the Kennedys.
The Kennedys.
Like, shit. No, Jesus has to be the one.
What do we got left?
Dad!
Man. We're both wrong.
Elizabeth, yes.
Elizabeth, with an S or a Z?
Well, I don't know the
Z
Greek
spelling. Z.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. I got the big one, Elizabeth. No.
Elizabeth,
I'm going to join you.
Elizabeth and Mary.
It's the biggest one ever.
It's a big one.
Elizabeth. Yeah. I'm going to join you, honey. There's just so, I mean, when you start putting things together in the book,
there's,
you know, then if you start even getting into the Gnostic stuff, where like Jesus killed children and threw people off the roofs and stuff like that, and then a sordid love affair with Mary Magdalene.
I like the Mormon stuff that has Jesus coming to walk among Native Americans.
I honestly, if you're religious or not, the Bible's just fun to read. Just read it. Educate yourself as to why people. Educate yourself before you start judging other people. Know the whole story before you start, because that's the trick to having a successful debate. Understand your argument.
My problem is I read the Bible and I start thinking like my cousin and start seeing aliens behind everything.
Oh, jeez.
And then it makes you wonder. Like, I've had the discussion, like, in Genesis, it says when God decided to create man, he said, I'm going to create man in our image. But technically, if God was the only person at the beginning of time, who's he talking to? So I've had people argue.
Pete looks at me like, well.
I've had people argue that he was using R as in how like kings and queens use it.
But,
they always refer to themselves in the.
But if the Word was with God in the beginning and the Word was God, was he not speaking to his son, Jesus Christ?
That's my brother. My brother brought it up. He said, technically, in the beginning, there still would have been Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So when God said, I'm creating an army, or he was just an alien and created us, he was just talking to his other aliens.
But when you
we need to talk about that next show. I want to talk about ancient alien theories.
The size
is so much fun.
The size of the galaxies, universes,
billions and billions of galaxies.
You can't
something
even,
has to be there.
You can't even comprehend it.
Even
there are more universes.
Own, like I told everybody in our group before, look at our own galaxy. Everything is in the right proportions.
There's actually
mathematically.
A,
look at the human being. Is a miracle upon itself. And for humans to be able to recreate or procreate another human, it's a miracle.
You're thinking so only in our general view.
But I'm just saying.
So you've got to take into consideration.
Wait a minute.
Our universe
yes,
is
but I, but,
infinite.
But before I said this, before I said this, that yet just our galaxy, everything, the planets and everything are aligned such perfectly. But like you said, our galaxy is so huge in itself.
There's
not even our galaxy, just our universe.
Our universe is everything.
There's a law. I can't remember what it's called.
Billions
you know,
upon billions
like
of galaxies.
Law. There's a law similar to
each
it that
galaxy
covers the fact that the universe is so infinite, yet so full of little life.
That it's full of life.
Huh?
Planck's theory, I believe.
Planck's.
Here's a thought.
Imagine if you were a tiny, tiny, tiny little bug walking around in the woods.
If
you're the only one that's aware of yourself. You haven't seen any other bugs like
that. I want to leave this for our audience as well as our rest
all
of our
right,
team members. If there's billions and billions of galaxies, which there are, and there could be life on each galaxy, did God create all that?
Well, we're going to have to
if
wait.
If there was, then yeah. Why not?
I guess that depends.
If there was, and that is someone, and that's coming from someone who doesn't believe in a God.
Already, guys, that's it for tonight. I guess we have 30 seconds.
We're
out. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. Until next time, happy hunting and stay safe.